Chicago State University says it will not have enough money to make payroll in March because the state is so far behind on payments. It's one of nine public universities affected by the budget impasse, and it needs around $5 million a month to pay staff. The school is on the south side of Chicago and has mostly black students. Representative Andre Thepedi, a Democrat from Chicago, is the sponsor of legislation that would send $25 million to predominantly minority public colleges like Chicago State. Illinois Issues' Maureen McKinney spoke with him about it.
Chicago State is on the verge of closing its doors, and that makes absolutely no sense. So in order to try to put a Band-Aid on the situation, we need to make sure that we can, at a bare minimum, provide certain universities and certain colleges that have a unique set of circumstances. There's nothing against the University of Illinois or any of the other public universities, but the colleges and the one public university that I think will fall within that 75% minority threshold, they each have a unique set of circumstances in that they are enrolling members of the most vulnerable population in our state, and they need our support. And they need our support now.
What community colleges might be affected by your bill to get more funds to minority schools?
It's my understanding from some information that I got from the Board of Higher Education and the Community College Board that the community colleges that may actually reach that 75% threshold would be Morton College, Prairie State College, South Suburban College, and one or maybe all of the City Colleges of Chicago. It would totally be discretionary up to the Board of Higher Education as to how they would award the grant.
Do you have much hope for the legislation considering as you mentioned, all of the universities are struggling and not getting funding?
I'm cautiously optimistic that the governor and his team will realize that the actions that they're taking as far as their participation in this budget impasse is having deleterious effects on minority students. In my view, I think that they're worthy of investing in. And I would hope that all of my colleagues, and I'm referring to all of the other 176 legislators under this dome, would support me in this. So I think that we have all of the pieces in place to move forward. I'm ready to take the bill to committee. I'm ready to debate it in committee. I'm ready to debate it on the floor and get the vote. I think it can be done. I mean, throughout the course of this continuous session since June 1st. There have been different scenarios and different amendments that we voted on, and there's different funds and different appropriations that we have made, be it on an emergency basis or otherwise. There are scenarios to get that money there to those universities. Well, so let me say, there are, you know, the availability to get that money to those colleges and that university if we really have a desire to do so.
Tell me more about why you think it's important to get more funds to predominantly minority schools.
Why would we assault programs that position and train our students, especially the minority ones, to compete in this global economy? The answer is we should not attack these programs. And I think that if you look at the numbers, it's far less expensive to educate a child than to imprison them. And when I say imprison them, I don't mean figuratively, I mean physically. That if we don't provide these kids with an opportunity to educate themselves and give themselves the opportunity to live the American dream, I mean, where else are they going to go? To prison? I don't think that that's a viable alternative.
That was Maureen McKinney speaking with State Representative Andre Thepedi about legislation he wants passed that would send money to predominantly minority public colleges. For more on the issues facing higher education in the state of Illinois, go to our website at willnews.org.